USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. And a coalition of human rights groups are calling for a full boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games to be held in China. The group issued a statement Monday calling on the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a global boycott of the Games based on China's treatment of Muslim minorities, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. The group cites the State Department's recent report that stated genocide and crimes against humanity had taken place against Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
In a Monday phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Biden offered his support for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, though there is no end in sight for the conflict, which is entering its second week. Senator Jack Reed was one of 28 Democratic senators who signed a letter over the weekend calling for a ceasefire. The Rhode Island Democrat and chairman of the Senate Armed Forces Committee tells CNN that no matter what the administration's approach to the conflict is, the fighting needs to stop.
We signed the letter led by John Ossoff of Georgia because we felt it's imperative to stop the fighting on both sides. Firing rockets into Israel by Hamas is an act of war. The Israelis are retaliating. They have to be very conscious of collateral damage, limit that to the least possible. But I think at this point, we just have to stop the fighting. And that's going to require, I believe the administration has determined that their best role is at this juncture behind the scenes rather than up front leading the effort.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight. President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a Monday phone call that he would support a ceasefire between the two parties, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, believes the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas. He tells Newsmax TV that the organization had previously been constrained by the policies of the Trump administration.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish his credentials, if you will, with the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis. So that's, I think, the primary part of it. But look, when we were in office, we sent a message loud and clear to all of Israel's enemies that when Israel is attacked, there will be no handcuffs, no restraints that we put on Israel. We will allow Israel, we will encourage Israel to defend itself by itself as it is necessary to defend its own citizens. And I think that message was heard loud and clear by Hamas, by Hezbollah, by others. And I think there was a certain amount of restraint we saw over the last 4 years. The last 4 years were four of the quietest years over the last three or four decades. So I'd like to think that our policy helped that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.